Dull, boring day at the office.
If Sandra's going to listen to her headphones while she's falling, then I should be able to listen to the radio while I'm collating.
Yeah. Well, stay tuned. There's more Epic on the way.
Podcast, and you're tuned in to Epic at geekblue.com, a lovely place to explore your inner geek. Come on in, we have pie.
And we're back. You just heard MySpace Girls from the Afters. Once again, you can head over to geekblue.com/epic where you can find on the show notes for this episode the links to their show, their YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Q Squared account, I never heard of that, and all the other stuff where you can go buy their music.
Other things.
Yeah, and actually that particular song is really old, because it's a song about
MySpace.
Somebody stalking a girl on MySpace, essentially, back when it was a social media hub and not so much.
Before, this is before the world of Craigslist.
We didn't talk about Craigslist as a social. Maybe we shouldn't.
I don't know. Is that really a social media?
You're right. Better off not. Yeah. Well, it's classifieds.
No, that's classifieds. Yeah, you're right.
So I have a question. Can we go around the room and everybody say, what social media sites do you actively use? Not what do you have an account?
I was thinking the same thing, actually.
What do you actively use? Like, at least once a week.
Okay. Why don't you start?
Okay. Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, Google+. I wouldn't say that I use LinkedIn every week, but once a month. and YouTube.
Okay. Fred?
Facebook, Twitter, Bandcamp, and various forums.
Oh, yes, Bandcamp. Forgot about that one. And Steam.
And Steam.
Okay, we'll start on this end with me. Definitely Steam. Use it all the time. Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, probably. And I guess WordPress, if you want to call that a...
Oh, and I forgot Flickr. I use Flickr all the time.
Hmm. We never even spoke about Flickr or Tumblr. Andy?
Reddit and YouTube.
Reddit and YouTube. So you're pretty...
I'm not social.
Yeah.
Yes, we know this. Yeah. So, yeah. For myself, pretty much, you know, Twitter all the time. Of course, YouTube. I never thought of that really social media, but that's a very good point. Yeah, probably just that.
YouTube's more of a social media. You receive social media.
It's my time sink. It's that is all it is. Like, you know, but with Twitter, though, I'm sitting here and thinking, like, why did I start using Twitter in the first place? It was because I started following Jon Favreau during the original Iron Man shoots because he was posting pictures from the set.
Ah.
So I'm like, holy crap, I get early shots from the director. Follow. And that's why I started using it.
Good enough reason. I essentially go on Reddit and YouTube. That's what I do during the day instead of working.
Our government dollars going to use, folks.
Yeah.
I hope your boss is listening. Friends close to me because they're all over the world. Being somebody that lives in a different country than her family, I had to come up with ways to do this. But I've always been like this. I mean, for instance, Tech and I, we met living in different countries through Star Trek chat rooms. This is just how I live. I need to have people, and I can do this through the internet.
Well, we're using Skype right now to talk to you, too. That's another one.
Yes.
That's not really social media. That's a chat program.
Yeah, so I would almost, they're actually almost arguably say, too, that some video games could be seen like that as well, too. Like, I'm thinking, like, World of Warcraft. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's just any kind of game like that, or even, like, Second Life and those kind of games.
Second Life. That's still on?
I have no idea, but I heard about it one day.
Yeah.
So, things like that could easily be.
Second Life was actually geared, and it was designed to sort of be the next generation of social media.
Which people started using whenever the Blizzard sites were down for their maintenance.
U2 did an, or there was a big band that did like an online
U2 did a whole concert
in Second Life. And Second Life was kind of neat because it was like this whole virtual world. It wasn't a game. It was essentially a place you can go to socialize. Mm-hmm. Sort of like a MMO chat room.
There's a lot of those MMOs have massive communities, but they rely not just on the game, but also on a forum.
Yes.
As well. So, you know, games like the, you know, World of Warcraft and EVE Online and all these other ones have a website, you know, classic forum that you go and chat in, and then you can chat in the game as well in real time. Even to the point where EVE Online has a built-in web browser built into the game so that you can be in the forums and surfing on all the other websites and still get your content without needing to alt-tab out of the game.
Yeah, EVE Online is one of those games that sounds really fun until you play it.
Oh, I played it. I love it. I loved it. The only thing is with EVE Online, it's not a instant gratification game.
No.
It is a...
You definitely have to play for the long haul.
Yep.
And you have to... the game is what you make of it. So what you put in, you get out. If you expect the game to give you shinies, you're not going to get them. They'll take away your shinies all day.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me, it's probably the closest game currently to the game world in the book Ready Player One.
Yes.
Although that might soon change.
That may change with Star Citizen.
Star Citizen, yeah.
Can't wait for that.
But we didn't even mention how forums are a whole other method of social media. And forums. That's a standard method. You know, that's really what BBS is translated into.
Yeah,
that's
true. Like it's almost like an evolution of the news group.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
So every, I don't know, 6 months or so, you hear about a new social media. You know, this is going to be the thing that kills Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a cursory search of social media for the future. And there's an article from last year about how Next is the next social media. I have no idea what this is. But that's what they were talking about a year ago. Currently, right now, people are talking about Elo. Elo is this new social media network, and the reason it's getting popularity is that Facebook is cracking down on real name usage, which doesn't make any sense because how many people, you know, it's like they've got names like Sandy loves long walks on the beach, you know, and things like that. And so many people don't use their real names on Facebook. But for some reason, they're cracking down on drag queens for using stage names. And so people started going to this Elo thing, and it's invite only. And the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that they're like, well, it's ad free and they're not going to step on my toes and they're going to let me do all of these wonderful things. Yeah. Elo is a completely hands off social media site, which means if you post a picture on there, it's completely public. There's no way of making it private or only for your friends. Anyone can friend you. You can't block anyone. And if someone starts harassing you, you can't do anything about it.
You got to deal with it.
That's just it. You just have to deal with it. Any picture you put up there, if somebody wants to use it for nefarious purposes, they can, and you can't stop them. So anything you put up there can be used against you. So
Elo is currently experiencing a denial of service attack.
Well, not apparently surprising.
They have to accept it and deal with it.
sorry.
Well, see, they can't possibly call themselves Facebook killers in that way because there's always going to be the people who want privacy. Always.
Exactly. Yeah. And
which, by the way, people, even though it says private, it's not private.
Yeah.
Your private messages are not private.
Yeah. Well, that actually ties into what I want to talk about next was that the whole, you know, cloud storage. I put this on my social. This is on my Facebook profile. No one can see it. Really, it's not. And recently there was that pretty high profile celebrity photo hack. Mm-hmm. And I use the hack term pretty loosely.
Social engineer.
Essentially, yeah. They had just really poor passwords. Mm-hmm. But they thought those were private pictures. They thought nobody could see them. Yet they got posted on another social media site called 4chan. And 4chan is similar to Reddit, I guess.
4chan is the premier image sharing website in the world, the most popular.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. ImageUR might be catching up there. ImageUR was created for Reddit. some user created it just for Reddit to be able to host images for it. But 4chan has, especially the certain areas of 4chan have a reputation of so the internet witch hunts, if you can think of it.
Mm-hmm. B.
So. Yeah, B, yeah.
I never
very
got
nice
those
people
letters,
there. Though. Please don't harass us.
I never quite got the lettering system of that. Well, I haven't been to 4chan much, to be honest. But
yeah, same here. I've never really used
the
it.
The letter is like the slash.
Yeah,
and some
yeah.
letter. And I know they all yeah, mean.
Each room was given a different letter, and I think at first they were just all alphabetical.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some make sense, like slash VG for video games. Mm-hmm. And but slash B is the random group, which is where a lot of random discussions start. Slash K is the weapons group for some reason, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah. And it's really kind of funny. There's some really funny things that come out of there. Like there's the poor people are asking them, oh, yeah, I got this picture. Can someone help me, you know, remove this guy in the background? And then it goes through a whole iteration of like just the most ridiculous edits to the photo you've ever seen.
You know what? And some heartwarming stuff because there was a father who he lost his daughter shortly after she was born.
Was that 4chan that did it or Reddit? Reddit's got a whole subreddit
dedicated
to that.
It was Reddit. That's what it was.
Yeah. But of course, Reddit as well is
wait. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, the story. What's a good one?
So this is a story of a father who lost his daughter who was only a few months or a few weeks old perhaps when she passed away, and the only photo he has of her is her filled with tubes everywhere, upper nose, down her throat, and everything.
Yeah.
So he posted one of the photos onto a Reddit subgroup and asked if anybody could fix the photo so he could have a photo of his daughter. And the response was phenomenal.
Just really professional work.
Like you saw the pictures and you'd swear.
Yeah, she looked completely healthy and natural, and
yeah, they fixed her
everything,
skin tone.
All the coloring, and yeah,
she looked like a happy little baby, and it was really wonderful. It was a great thing, and it's one of those rare times that the internet kind of
It did good for a change.
Did good
That's
for a
really
change.
Sweet. Yeah. I yeah. like that story. That's so much better than I'm trying to fix my iPhone's battery. Oh, just put it in the microwave. You need to dry it out.
that was 4chan, that one.
Big surprise.
That one there, well, it wasn't drying out your battery. They put out a picture about the new Wave technology in the iPhone 6 the iPhone 8 OS.
No, it was iPhone 6s.
Yeah. No, but it was in it was specifically said it was the iOS update patch. It was a software update that gave you your phone this ability.
In the microwave on high for a minute and a half.
And it'll recharge the battery.
It was the same group, I believe, that also posted that one of the iOS updates made your phone waterproof.
Yeah.
So people brought them in the showers and found out that's not true. Wait, software can't do that?
Yeah. It sounds really silly, by the way, but there are weird hacks like that have worked in the past. For instance, you drop your phone in the toilet, put it in a bag of rice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That works.
That works, yeah.
Well, there's a good reason also been issues that I've had where I take the battery out of my computer, I unplug it, and I put it in the freezer overnight, and it fixes it.
Interesting.
Really? The battery or the computer?
No, it fixes the computer. The problem is the battery is not connecting. I can't remember.
Which one
exactly
do you put in the freezer, though?
You put the laptop in the freezer.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
Why would that have any reference? That you're asking.
I'd be doing it wrong.
You're asking to fry your computer doing that. But
the only time I did it was when I had a computer that was seriously, seriously outdated, and I did it, and it worked for another good 3-4 months until I was like, okay, I can't update this thing anymore.
There's a possibility that by putting in the refrigerator, it dropped the voltage on maybe the CMOS battery enough that reset the BIOS.
I suppose. However,
strange things that are going to happen.
That being said, when you put your laptop in a cold place and then bring it out and then turn it on,
the condensation inside
can short it out and fry it completely.
It works in your case. In weird hacks that you do.
Oh, yes.
So somebody says, well, if I can put it in the freezer, maybe I can put it at in the microwave.
So this is not something that we recommend you do.
We did not agree with you trying this at home.
And you know what? The waterproof picture, the claims that they made on it were not beyond the realms of possibility because it didn't say it made your phone waterproof.
Water resistant.
It said that through this technology, it would use the screen sensor that if there was, it would, by using the capacitive touch display, it could sense when water was being dropped on the phone or when the phone moisture was going up.
And it would
by the change of the capacitance of the display, and it would switch off all the vital components so that the moisture wouldn't damage it and it would have a greater chance of surviving.
Yeah.
But people immediately said, oh, it's waterproof, and they threw it right into the bucket of water or whatever.
And that's the best the best lies come out with that because
that
they sound
truth in there,
true enough. And, you know, I suppose technically that could be possible. You could probably write something for a phone that would do something like that.
Yeah, maybe. It wouldn't make it waterproof. Water would still get in there. But if it's off, we all know that if your phone is off when it falls into the water, it stands a greater chance of being dried out and run again.
So long as you don't turn it on.
And it depends on what liquid it's falling into.
Yes, that also being said, my iPod Touch went through the washing machine. Mm-hmm. And I stuck it in a bag of rice and left it there for a week. And it works.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Not a single thing wrong with it. A little bit of lint underneath the screen, but aside from that.
Wait, did you dry it too?
I caught it as I was putting the wash into the dryer. And I'm like, oh, crap.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have survived the dryer.
Well, there
now, I thought the speakers had died on it, but it turns out there was just some lint stuck where the speakers were, and when I pulled them out with a pair of tweezers, the speakers started working again.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
It turns out the volume was turned off. That's all it was.
That's fantastic.
We're going to have to wrap this up here. We're all out of time on the social... Well, we kind of went off on a tangent there towards the end, didn't we?
You think?
Oh, well, as we do on the show.
We told people not to trust social media and that whatever you put up there
is forever.
And we did say we were going to talk about where social media was going in the future, and we never mentioned it in the last section.
Well, we talked about how they keep coming up with new social media and that LO is the latest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, there you go.
And we were busy being social.
That's right.
Podcasts are the future of social media.
Facebook acquired the Oculus Rift, so I guess we're going to have virtual reality soon, like Lawnmower Man style interactions. Oh, they're going to link it with Second Life, maybe. Who knows? I don't know.
There you go.
Confirmed?
It'll be Third Life.
This is the part of the show where we plug all of our social media places that you can go find us. When we go around the table and give our Twitter
accounts. Which we already did at the start of the show.
We're going to do it again at the end of the show because maybe they didn't have the Twitter accounts open. Richard?
It is at EpicRich1, as in the number one.
Andy?
At Andy last name. All one word.
Nutty?
at NukeChoss and any social media site, look for NukeChoss. That's me.
How do you spell that?
Yeah.
N-U-C-H-T-C-H-A-S.
It's just how it sounds.
Yeah. Exactly. So go back and replay that a few times to get all those letters in order.
How do you have any social media followers? I have no idea.
I make it challenging. Yeah. Basically, you can find me if you go to nimlas.org, N-I-M-L-A-S.org. That's easier to spell, and then you'll find links to everything.
Tech?
Yeah, at the clock doc, separated by underscores, or you can also find me at nimlas.org, N-I-M-L-A-S.org.
All right. And, of course, mine is Mark, at Mark Cabot, at M-A-R-C-C-A-B-O-T. I like to give out my full name because, I don't know.
You have no
characters. I don't have any stalkers yet, and it'd be nice to have one.
So. Well,
you're also Alan Friendster at
we're so going to sign you up.
Friendster, Tinder, a bunch of
stuff. Engineer,
Snapchat,
Chat Roulette.
Chat Roulette, yes.
The number of snaps sent per day on Snapchat is 400 million.
Yikes.
Which is absolutely completely safe, and there's no way of saving those pictures for a long period of time.
The number of teenagers who don't realize that people can save their pictures is.
The internet is forever's.
Google digital permanence and learn. All right, so we're going to list out the social websites that we are at as a show. We're on Twitter at EpicCHSR. We're on the CHSR website at chsrfm.ca. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/EpicCHSR. And we're on geeklu.com/Epic. I think that's all four.
And there's a Facebook group for Epic.
Oh, yeah, there's a Facebook group for Epic. I don't think the link is very easy to get to.
Did you not set up a fancy link yet?
No, I don't think I did. Maybe I should. Maybe that's why we don't have a lot of people in there.
You should do that. But if you search for it under groups and you search for Epic on CHSR, you will find it.
Yes.
And if you're over 18, you can find the Epic Snapchat group at...
That's being created right now, by the way.
That's for Epic After Dark.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us. We'll see you again next time.
Epic is a Geeklu production and published by the CHSR Broadcasting Corporation. The Epic theme music, Cheesy Loud, is written and produced by Kevin MacLeod. It is provided under Creative Commons License Attribution 3.0. All views expressed on this program is solely those of the individual and not necessarily shared by Geeklu Productions or CHSR Broadcasting Corporation.
You sound like you're trying to poop in that whole line.
So I had this lovely meal at my antennas. Oh,
it's not sitting. Not sitting.
That lots of fiber.
All I can eat ribs.
That's definitely a Montana's meal.
All right, let me just, before we record, I'm actually going to bring up the... So I know. Epic.